The Pat Kenny Show
with Aviva Insurance
on News Talk.
It's the Pat Kenny Show with Anton in for Pat. Just listening to that ad there for the Night and Day Festival. The Anton Savage Show is actually going to be live there from both days of the festival. So hopefully you can join us. Cybercrime growing at an exponential rate. One of the biggest companies in terms of online sales impacted being Ticketmaster, with more than half a billion users having their data compromised. I'm joined by Ronan Murphy, chairperson of Smart Tech 24/7. Ronan, good morning.
Good morning, Anton.
I tell you what, Ticketmaster have a problem on their hands, don't they?
They sure do. A bit of a backstory. Our Ticketmaster are owned by Live Nation. Now, Anton, people in Cork will know Live Nation for their controversial role in the Cork Convention Centre saga. But Live Nation are facing a double whammy this month. In early May, the US Justice Department filed an antitrust lawsuit against them for perceived monopolization of the live music industry. And now, Anton, there's this enormous data breach affecting up to half a billion people globally. So they really are facing some difficult challenges ahead.
And they're facing a choice as to whether or not they pay a ransom.
Yeah, I don't anticipate they'll actually pay the ransom, to be honest with you, because it looks like this data is out there now on the dark web for sale. So whether they buy the data back, it looks like the horse has bolted, and it's a matter of, are they going to close the gate after the horse has escaped, you know?
And do we know exactly what data is on the dark web?
Yeah, it looks like it's a very substantial amount of data. In terms of scale, it's 1.2 terabytes, which is enormous. It looks like it's personal information, names, addresses, phone numbers, email addresses. It looks like there's a certain amount of payment information, although that could be partial credit card information. And then there's a lot of order history. So I would say the data is relatively problematic in terms of how serious this breach is.
Now, your specialty is online and cybercrime and cybersecurity. For an organization of this scale, I would have thought security would, a bit like aviation and safety at the heart of what they do, surely security is their be-all and end-all.
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, right. So the number one thing I always say is it's not a question of if you will get hacked. It's a question of when, right? The scale of the problem is so big. The challenge is just so difficult to solve that it's nearly every organization gets hacked at some stage. But it's what happens when you get hacked. Now, most companies, when they get hacked, they have a very good incident response plan. They're able to deal with it effectively. And typically the fallout from it is not so bad because they've planned well. What's clearly obvious from this, Anton, is that Ticketmaster, Live Nation were asleep at the wheel, because to get that volume of data off a network literally would take days. I would estimate it could take up to 2 days to try and get that data off. So these guys were in there and they were moving this vast quantity of data over an internet connection, and nobody caught them. And that is a huge misstep by them. It'll be very difficult to defend, and they're going to have a lot of explaining to do.
And just clarify, Ronan, do you mean that it would take days to break through the security, or literally there's so much data that it takes days to simply download it over an internet connection?
I'm talking the latter, Anton. I'm talking literally moving this, right? Moving this quantity of data is enormous. And when you think about how you're moving it over the internet, right? So you can only move it at the speed of the internet connection. And even with a really high speed connection, to move this quantity of data could take you 4 or 5 days. And the fact that they were able to do that unhindered, and the fact that a tripwire or an alarm had not gone off, really paints a bad picture here for whoever is in charge of their security and their data governance.
We're getting a lot of questions from Ticketmaster users wondering what, if anything, they could do. For instance, should we all change our Ticketmaster passwords now? Briefly, any guidance for users?
Absolutely. I mean, what I would do first and foremost, it's very important to take steps to protect yourself. So you should definitely monitor your accounts, keep a close eye on your bank accounts or your credit cards for suspicious activity. I would definitely say you should change your password. We're all guilty of reusing our passwords. You know, it's a nightmare. Some people, you know, it's the name of your dog or the name of your kids with an exclamation mark at the end. Be sure to change it. One of the big issues here, Anton, is phishing. So what these guys have got very good at is once they take data or steal data, they disseminate that data and then they build phishing campaigns to target you. And if they have your email address and your name and your postal address, they can make the authenticity of these phishing attacks feel much better. So if you get contacted by anyone, just question everything and just be uber alert if you are a Ticketmaster customer. That would be my advice.
Ronan, thank you very much. That's Ronan Murphy, my chairperson of Smart Tech 24/7.
The Pat Kenny Show
with Aviva Insurance
on News Talk.